just like. Translation. In this way, King Puranjan was captivated by his nice wife and was thus cheated. Indeed, he became cheated in his whole existence in the material world. Even against that poor foolish king's desire, he remained under the control of his wife. Just like a pet animal that dances according to the orders of its master. Prabhupada by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. The word vipralabdha is very significant in this verse. V means specifically, and pralabdha means obtained. Just to satisfy his desires, the king got the queen, and thus he became cheated by material existence. Although he was not willing to do so, he remained a pet animal under the control of his material intelligence. Just as a pet monkey dances according to the desire of its master, the king danced according to the desires of the queen. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2, it is said, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukteh. If one associates with a saintly person, a devotee, one's path of liberation becomes clear. But if one associates with a woman, or with a person who is too much addicted to a woman, his path of bondage becomes completely clear. On the whole, for spiritual advancement, one must give up the company of women. That is what is meant by the order of sannyas, the renounced order. Before taking sannyas, or completely renouncing the material world, one has to practice avoiding illicit sex life. Sex life, licit or illicit, is practically the same. But through illicit sex, one becomes more and more captivated. By regulating one's sex life, there's a chance that one may eventually be able to renounce sex or renounce the association of women. If this can be done, advancement in spiritual life comes very easily. How one becomes captivated by the association of one's dear wife is explained in this chapter by Narada Muni. Attraction for one's wife means attraction for the material qualities. One who is attracted by the material quality of darkness is in the lower stages of life, whereas one who is attracted by the material quality of goodness is in a better position. Sometimes we see that when a person is on the platform of material goodness, he is attracted more or less by the cultivation of knowledge. This is, of course, a better position, for knowledge gives one the preference to accept devotional service. Unless one comes to the platform of devotion of knowledge, the Brahma-Bhuta stage, one cannot advance in devotional service. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18.54, Brahma-Bhuta prasanatma nasochati nakanshati Sarma Sarveshu Bhutishu Mat Bhaktim Lavate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. The platform of knowledge is advantageous because it is means. It is a means by which one may come to the stage of devotional service. However, if one takes the devotional service directly, knowledge is revealed without separate endeavor. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.7. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Jana Yat Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Jayat Adhaitukam. Devotional service automatically reveals actual knowledge of our material existence. One who is sufficiently intelligent immediately attains the stage of renunciation of so-called society, family, and love, as well as other things. As long as we are attached to society, family, and love of the material world, there is no question of knowledge, nor is there question of devotional service. By direct taking to the devotional service, however, one becomes filled with knowledge and renunciation. In this way, one's life becomes successful. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 4th canto, 25th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descriptions of the Characteristics of King Puranjan. Om Agyana Divedandasya Agyanam Chana Shalakraya Chakshuram Militam Nena Tashmahishi Kuravena Mahan. Namo Vishnavaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminathya Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shadyavri Prashti Shidrane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this whole chapter are very strong purports, strong texts. So the question comes, do we actually have faith in the Shastra or and accept it as it is, or do we think it is a fairy tale or some story which we may believe? Sometimes I hear, this part I can accept, this part I cannot accept. To really understand devotional service, we have to take Shastra as it is. There is no incorrect statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If we cannot realize it, and at least on the mental platform, we have to accept that everything in there is completely true. And if we can at least accept on a mental platform, then after we can try to figure out how we can realize this knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada starts in a purport. This is very significant, specifically obtained just to satisfy the desires. The king got the queen. So when a person starts the desire to get married, then he has the great illusion that there will be many, many pleasures, and by associating with the opposite sex, then all my desires will be fulfilled. And the basic desire to get married is sex desire. But and we are thinking that I will be married at least 20, 30 years. Oh my God, there'll be so much wonderful pleasure in the physical association. But as Srila Prabhupada explained one time, that actually there will only be 5 to 12 or whatever times conjugal pastimes. And after being married so many years, you will realize that is a fact. And the funny thing is that the first time the relationship is consummated, your wife thinks she owns you. From that day on, you are her slave. As they say in India, the marriage is king for one day, slave for the rest of your life. So, because when you do it the right way, and then you will have children, and the moment your wife is pregnant, you are brahmachari for a year and a half, because it takes 10 months to have a baby. You cannot have any sex, because if you have sex at that time, the baby gets sick. It's putting pure poison into your wife. And then when you are after the first 6 months or year, as your wife is breastfeeding, if you have sex, that poisons the breast milk. Again, very bad. So right there, 1.5 years to 2 years brahmachari. And then, if you have another one, same thing. And then, generally, you will find that if your wife is pregnant, she feels very vulnerable, and your nerves are like this. You whatever, you know, the moment she says, you're jumping. Because you're not only worried about her life, you're worried about the baby's life. So, and then, as the baby comes out, your attachment doubles. Actually, the relationship which starts the family, the husband and wife, you will find that is actually the weakest link after some time. The attachment for the children is more. Your wife will have more attachment to the children than to you. And you may find that you will have more attachment to your children than to your wife. So, and as you go on, after some time, you have so many children, and if you want to be a good devotee, no more sex life. Why do I keep a wife? No more sex life. That's what I got her for. Now, I have 3 children. We're only married 6 years maybe, but the children we have to wait till the children is at least 20 to go, whatever, 18, 20 to go out of the house. Now, of course, you need your wife to help you bring up the children. So you're dependent. And of course, your wife will have many desires. You need this for the children. You need that. Things you never realized you needed. What they need. And they're absolutely necessary. And then your wife, of course, for her to be happy, she has to have some of her own personal desires, which you have to fulfill. And as we see in America, the ladies do not want things. When they go in the store clerk doesn't ask, what would you like? The store, what do you need? Everything they want is not a need, is not a want, it is a need. Absolutely necessary, life or death. And of course, they will fall in love with many things. As I was overhearing one conversation, one lady coming out of the store, talking to her friend. Yes, this morning I loved the handbag. I'm not sure if I loved the handbag this afternoon. But as you know, if you're in sales, the first thing, the most important thing is, does the lady love it? When she loves it, you got her. You can make the sale. When she just says, I like it, oh, not so good. So as a salesman, you want her to love things. As a husband, definitely not. So, as you go on, and then, this is marriage life. Of course, if your wife is a wonderful devotee, and always reminds you of Krishna consciousness. As they say, a family who does kirtan together, stays together, then she's a great help in your devotional service. But for that, your wife has to keep respecting you, because love means respect. And the moment your wife loses respect for you, her love is gone, and there's not really any help. And here Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a pet monkey. And we have seen in, especially in South India, there's a description, North Indians, they say, or when an Englishman asks South Indian, how do they speak in South India? And then the man pulls out, the same man who, you know, has the monkey, he takes this little drum and goes, "Tarrr." That is how they speak in South India, very quickly. And similar, so the man dances, the monkey dances, so just like the wife goes, "Tarrr." You dance. And whatever, you know, she needs, you have to get. Then, but it goes further, here Srila Prabhupada explains that actually worse than to associate with women for sense pleasure is a person who is addicted to women. So it is not just that we have to associate women, stop the association of women for sense pleasure, but worse is men who are addicted to women. On the whole, for spiritual advent, oh yeah, I wanted to say that the Radharani is, her mood is contrary, whereas Rukmini, her mood is pure surrender. Rukmini is an expansion of Chandravali, and Satyabhama is an expansion of Radharani. So in a material world, most women think they should follow Radharani's path by being contrary. But actually, in the material world, women should follow the path of Rukmini and being very submissive and my Prabhu and follow the orders. But some or other, they like to think they should be very contrary. And it is also explained, Srila Prabhupada explains here, to take sannyas. But who is the prime example for sannyas? Prime example for sannyas are the gopis. The gopis have given up family life. They've given up husbands. They've given up children. And more, it is easy in today's society with a divorce life to give up the husband. Usually the parents will say, he was no good anyways, get rid of him. Or his parents say, she was no good, get rid of her. But to give up the children for Krishna is very difficult. So it is not meant, of course, in household life, that you give up physically your children and just dump them, but that you develop more of an attachment for Krishna and for children, and therefore that way you can actually help your children become Krishna conscious. There's an attraction for one's wife, Srila Prabhupada explains, means attraction for the material qualities. And I was reading, Srila Prabhupada explained in one purport, the moment you see the side of a woman's breast and the armpit, you're finished. And just to solidify this, I was reading the Sri Radha Rasa Sudaniti by Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Goswami, who is none other than Tunga Vidya, who is the leftist gopi on the altar on Radha Madhava. And he is praying to Sri Radha, and he said to her, why don't you show Krishna your left breast? Once he sees that, he will be pulverized. So even the gopis using all the tricks of the trade. So further Srila Prabhupada explains that sometimes we see when a person is on the platform of material knowledge, he's attracted more or less by the cultivation of knowledge. So how do we receive knowledge? Just as like there's chanting of the every morning we have kirtan in the temple or other times, but still one has to chant by oneself. You still have to chant your 16 rounds. So generally, for most devotees, it is recommended that not only do you go to Bhagavatam class and you hear, but you actually read Srila Prabhupada's books by yourself. And that is, by Navina Nirada, they made a survey in ISKCON, that in general, only 10% of all devotees have read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. But when I joined in 1976 in Vrindavan, I was up to Bhagavatam 1.3. And just at that time, Srila Prabhupada and his quarters got the Bhagavatam 7.3 with a gold, the gold pages just came, and he was leafing through the gold pages. So many devotees were asking questions, you know, of Srila Prabhupada. So I was new, so I thought, oh, maybe I also, you know, should ask Srila Prabhupada a question. Just in the next few days, one devotee piped up and said, Srila Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. And Srila Prabhupada said, you are the most of nothing. And he said, have you, before you ask questions, have you read all of my books? No. Don't ask any questions before you have read all of my books. So I see many devotees, they are asking so many questions, but a lot of the questions, they could be answered if they were to read Srila Prabhupada's books themselves. And they are, I'm sure they are today, they are available. Bhagavad Gita is available in 59 languages, and the other books are available in 80 plus languages. So it should be readily available. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada goes further, that unless one comes to the platform of knowledge, which is the Brahma-Buddha stage, one cannot advance in devotional service. But of course, if you take directly to devotional service, then knowledge will be revealed from within. If you can completely, you know, be always fully absorbed in devotional service, but it's very rare, because, you know, most people are married and they live outside, and so to keep the intelligence sharp, we have to hearing and chanting, and hearing for most of us means reading, because when we're alone, we need to keep the intelligence sharp by reading the books. And, you know, as there takes hour and a half to 2 hours to chant your rounds, reading means at least 1 hour per day, regularly. And, but that's basically it. Hare Krishna. Any questions and comments? Yes? He has a question back there.
Can we say that the devotional service is meant for the living entities in the male body?
I could not hear you completely.
Can one say that the devotional service is only meant for the living entity in a male body and not the woman?
Did I mention that?
No.
Oh.
I mean, from the first of this morning.
Devotional service is for everybody. First of all, when we always say, when I see, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm American, I'm Indian, we have to understand we are just spirit souls. And okay, even if I'm in a woman body, actually, last life you were in a man's body, next life you probably gone to a man's body. So you are nothing, there's nothing less about you. Just like somebody else in a man's body is, oh, man's body is so superior. No, it's not so superior. Somebody is in a body and is whatever his inheritance from his last life is so little he can't remember anything. Then you see somebody else has so many wonderful so many wonderful qualities. He can remember shlokas. He automatically hears Krishna consciousness, immediately takes to it. He's just, you know, his inheritance is so much more. For some reason, you in this, whatever body you're in, that is your previous karma, is your inheritance, you are there. So now, You take whatever is there for you to get out. The chances are exactly the same. You can go, you can, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, anybody can advance the same speed. But you have to do what is recommended for you. You know, if you are inclined to sutra activity, you're not going to be a Brahmin this life. You're not going to learn, study so many things. You work for Krishna. You chant. You may not like to remember, but you work for Krishna and you advance just as fast as somebody else who may be a Brahmin. Any woman can chant just as fast as anybody else. It's just the question, are you surrendering? Or do you say, no, I want this. I want it my way. My way doesn't get you anywhere. You have to have a Krishna's way. And Krishna's way is the spiritual master's way. He has come, he tells you what to do, he gives you instruction. This is right for you. You follow, yasya prashada bhagava prashada. You follow, you place the spiritual master, and zoom. You zoom just as fast ahead as everybody else, or faster.
A kami who is not a devotee will see this sloka as being against women. So my question is...
No, this sloka is not against women. This sloka is against men who are attracted, addicted, Srila Prabhupada says, to women. This sloka is for us, for men who are addicted to the association of women, for their sense pleasure. When I see, oh, I see this quality, I see this prettiness, I see this face, I see this feature, I hear this sweet voice. This is all for me, for my pleasure. And when I marry, then this person is there to serve my desires. This is not against women. Women is the body, the soul is the same. Just like one day you have white, saffron, blue, green, sorry.
It has nothing to do with your sorry, it is you. It's not against women. How can it be women? Who gave you the body? Krishna gave you the body. Any more questions, comments?
Sometimes this town or devotees are perceived as misogynists, women haters.
Opposite sides. So you always learn as young, those who tease each other, they love each other. So if you hate, you actually love. You hate women, you actually so attracted. You have to be not, you cannot hate. Hate is the opposite, is the perverse form of love. Look at Kamsa, he was always thinking he hated Krishna, but he's always thinking of Krishna. So you hate women, it means you're always thinking. And you're not thinking of them in devotional service, how much nice service they're doing, whatever. You know, when my mother is very old now, 93, and I have to take care of her. But I cannot, so I have three or four other old Mataji's proper disciples who come every day and take care of her. They are doing such nice service. I cannot do like that. They have these qualities of care. They have so many qualities, you know. And so they have all their qualities. But if you hate, that means simply you want to enjoy, but somehow or other you can enjoy. So you are in the enjoying mentality. So the point is, when people want equality, equality on a material level doesn't exist. Even amongst men, there's no equality, you know. You can see after 30, whatever, 46 years, Srila Prabhupada coming, Western devotees, and all Prabhupada disciples are now, what, 35 years later, everybody can see, we're not equal. Some of us came with a lot more baggage, and some of us came with a lot more spiritual assets than others. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, if we surrender, then we can all go. But definitely, you will not equal on a material platform. Even on the spiritual platform, we are not equal. We'll never be amongst the eight principal gopis. It's not going to be one day. Excuse me, move aside, I'm coming. I'm going to be up there. No, that's already taken. Spiritual advancement, instead of, we want to come in first, because we're competitive. But in a spiritual life, coming first means coming last. When you realize you are the last, you are the lowest, then you have chance. The moment you think, oh, I'm better than this guy, I'm better than this guy, boom, back, end of the line. Because you're not better, everybody's better. Only that way, when you realize everybody's better than you, then you're more humble, then peace. Only there, on that platform, can there be peace in the spiritual world. And you are, you know, you're the moment you're not peaceful, you're out. Well, the question was why, when there's an affair, why they only blame the man and the woman, not the woman? Because the man is supposed to be learn to control himself. He's the leader. Just like in a household life, the husband is the leader. He has to lead. Leading means you provide, you earn the money. You provide house, you provide clothing. That is leading. You lead by example. So when you fall down, yes, women are there to be enjoyed. It is your thing not to.
Getting back to my first question. It seems devotional service is meant for men. The answer is
no. Devotional service is meant for the living entity.
The living entity is in the male body.
No. Devotional service is meant for everybody. Why did Lord Chaitanya come? He came to give it to everybody. Why did Shivananda Sen even liberate, took care of the dog, and Lord Chaitanya delivered him? Devotional service is for everybody. But just as there is different rules, you will not have babies. So there's different rules. In the different bodies, there are different rules. In the Gurukula and Maharajas, the boys have to do different things than the girls have to do. There's different rules. But the rules are external. Devotional service is to always remember Krishna. There comes another, when men see women, they see qualities and forms and everything which is simply external qualities which are for my enjoyment. I see this shape, I see this hair, I see this for my enjoyment. But actually, Radharani, when you see Radharani, all her external qualities are her internal qualities. Whereas in the West, people, they put on a whole makeup, they put on a whole persona. They are faking it. But the moment when you see him inside, jaw, pretty ugly. But Radharani, there's nothing ugly inside of the gopis. It is the internal qualities or the external features. So, if we see the internal qualities of the spirit soul, then we could overlook the external. Here's a question.
Prabhu, the purport and your lecture insists almost exclusively on the dark side of, like Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, that the woman is darkness. You can maybe read exactly.
No, it is not women's darkness. It is the darkness of our attraction for women.
It's being attracted to the dark qualities. Please read.
To the dark qualities of women, yes.
Yeah. So
but we are speaking about women who are not devotees.
No, we are speaking about women in general. Devotees.
No, but when a devotee is, as much as you are a devotee, the less you lose those qualities. If a woman is a pure devotee, Mother Janava, Lord Nityananda's wife, was the head of the Sampradaya. All the Goswamis listened to her. Though externally she was in a female body.
Yeah.
So it is not the question of, it is the dark qualities of enjoyment.
But the dark qualities, she represents the dark qualities. My question is, why does Srila Prabhupada's purport doesn't also mention that dimension, that if woman is a devotee, then these things don't apply to them? I didn't hear any of that point being made either in the class
or
the purport.
Different purports, there's so many purports, but in this purport is what it says.
And also, we know that my understanding is that there is such a thing as qualities that are typically female or feminine qualities. For example, chastity is a typically feminine quality. If a man is attracted to that in a woman or in his wife, that she's chaste, isn't that good?
Yes, but the Prabhupada one very clearly says, the basic reason why one wants to get married is sex desire. And if you're in a mood of sex desire, you don't want your wife to be chaste. But the whole point of this is to make that when before you get into marriage life, you should realize that there is not that much pleasure. It is a bona fide ashram. It is an ashram to help you in spiritual life. But you have to realize it is there to help me. But it is not there. You will not gonna, Brahmacharya life was austere. Now household life. Now I'm really enjoying for the next 30 years. No, it helps you because your mind is a little bit weak, but you're not gonna enjoy it. You should go with the right frame of mind. That is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a little pleasure here and there, but there's a lot of work. More work than pleasure. Generally, when you go in the store, you give $1, you want $1 worth of stuff. In marriage life, you give $1, you may get 50 cents back, if you're lucky.
I agree with that.
That's it.
How can I say that's the ashram of recognition of my identity?
How can you see? The point is that not to have the attraction, to see the attraction. You don't. The grihastha ashram is meant to help you regulate your senses. That is not. But if you go in the grihastha ashram with a mentality to enjoy, yes, then you will not be very happy. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.